Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with our Survivor Exit Interview special after episode number 6. We're going to call it the merch boot here today as we speak with the woman who was voted out of last night's tribal council. That is going to be Ellie. It's a rite of passage every season when I get to do an exit interview with my winner pick after they have not won the game. And so that is what we will do here today with Ellie. She will join us here in a moment. If you missed Survivor Know-It-Alls last night, maybe you don't know that today I'm going to be doing a Survivor recap episode with the legend of Survivor and probably other things too, Snake in the Grass, among others, who knows what else. Cerie Fields is going to be joining me on Thursday. I'll be talking with her live. Of course, if you're a patron of Robinson Podcast, you can join us live for that conversation at 6 p.m. Eastern here today. I'm sure we'll talk about everything Survivor 43 and everything from Cerie's illustrious Survivor career here on the podcast today. So very much looking forward to that one. And then we'll have our Survivor Feedback show coming up on Friday night feedback, 8:30 Eastern with Karishma. So looking forward to catching up with her. We'll hear her takes on everything. And then this weekend for the Patrons of Robinson Podcast, I'll have Survivor Academy back this weekend. Matt Scott will join us for that, where we go through everything that's happened this season. And we will talk about what you need to know for when you go play Survivor, what lessons are the takeaways from Survivor 43 plus, all that and much more in our Survivor podcast feed coming up this weekend. If you want to watch the video of my conversation with Ellie, that's also up on our YouTube page. But we've got Ellie on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Hey, Ellie, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here. And boy, I am looking forward to talking everything through with you because I just want to commend you. You played a very hard game that was very fun to watch.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot coming from you, Rob.
Thank you.
It was probably more fun for you to watch than for me to watch, but yeah. It was fun to play. I'll say that.
Okay. I want to know, going into that vote last night, by the time you sat down at Tribal Council, how vulnerable were you feeling that you were going to be the person voted out?
Oh my gosh. You know, not as vulnerable as I should have felt. I had some conversations after the big blow up with Gabler and really felt like there was a path to be able to get back together. Something we had kept saying before everybody got to our beach was to keep the five alive. And I, for whatever reason, really believed that we could be like, okay, it's all out in the open now. Let's clear the air. Let's get each other to the merge and help to get each other further in the game. And so, yeah, I really believed that. I think I was pretty nervous going into Tribal, but then some of the conversations that happened at Tribal Council about like, hey, like don't play an advantage if you're, you know, trying to rebuild trust with people. I was like, okay, shit, that's talking. Oh, sorry, Monica.
You're fine.
shoot. You know, that's talking about me. Like I should, you know, Janine shouldn't play her idol. We should just kind of keep it cool. And so I, of course, was really nervous, but I had hope that we could keep the five alive.
Yeah. So going into that vote then, what was the plan that from your perspective of who was going to be voting with you and what were the votes going to be?
So I thought that Gabler still might write my name down. He's hard to reroute, but I thought that Sammy was still with me. I actually, even after knowing that he had spilled some beans, he explained it in a way that made me feel like he was really put in a corner and didn't have a choice. And so I'm like, okay, he's going to want to repair this with me. So I thought we were together. I thought Owen and I were together, which he did end up, he was the only person that really voted with me. And then I thought that all of Vessie was voting with us as well. And so, I thought that we had enough to vote James, which was ideal in my mind, just because it seemed like he was running Coco. But it's not what happened.
Yeah. Now, did you think that there was a realistic chance that Janine would play her idol on you? And did you feel like that it needed to be played in that spot?
Unfortunately, I mean, it just, it digs my grave further in terms of where my head was at. It's embarrassing to even say that, like, I waved her off at some point and was like, no, I think we're good. I didn't think that she needed to play it. I really was convinced by what Gabler and Sammy had said, especially during tribal council, which is just so stupid. But thinking that, like, it could be more of a detriment to play the game. And I thought, I'm at the bottom of this 5-person Baca alliance right now. I will be voted out next time if I play the idol this time. And so I thought my only shot of making it past the next vote, if I don't get voted out this time, would be to just play it cool. And I genuinely believe that I probably would have been next to go.
One of the questions we had after last night was Noelle's vote, which was for Cassidy, that we had thought that maybe you and Janine had struck up a bond with Noelle in the time that you had spent together, and she got left out of the vote. Can you tell us a little bit about Noelle in all of this?
I mean, Noelle seemed to want to work with us. I think that Vessie seemed to want to work with Baca in general, at least Dwight and Noelle. There had been, you know, a little bit of Matt chat, I guess, going on, and they had helped us with that puzzle. We had tried at some point to help them with a puzzle. And so we did kind of form a bond before the merge, as much as you can. And so I think that there maybe was like throwing me a bone, but I honestly think that Cassidy vote was probably in case I played an idol or shot in the dark. Love Noelle. She was great in the game. I just think that probably it was more so strategic than it was just trying to be nice to me.
Okay, let's talk about Gabler. Okay, because this was, you know, such a interesting relationship that the two of you had. Because, again, based off of what we've seen on the show, back in the first episode, Gabler has a struggle in the first immunity challenge, okay? And feels like, I blew it. He basically comes back and says, guys, it's me tonight. It's me tonight. I'm going to play my shot in the dark. And it seemed like it seemed like to me that you were the one like, oh, hold on, Gabler. Let's talk this through. And it seemed like that you really stuck your neck out to save Gabler and bring him into the fold. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is accurate. I felt at that point that he could contribute moving forward. He was strong. Like the puzzle or whatever the table maze was a total mess. But in terms of like, he like pulled people up the wall. Like he was strong. He was contributing to camp. So in that moment, I felt like it was good for him to stick around.
Okay. He had the idol. And there was a lot of talk about, okay, well, what does his idol really say? And so, first off, could you just tell me that, I guess to start there, in terms of the how everything went with the bag search, how do you wish that would have gone instead? Do you wish that you never even got involved or would have handled it differently in terms of searching the bag?
Oh, so I mean, definitely wish that it went differently. My original plan, because I did have a good relationship with Gabler at that point, was just to ask him. I wanted to just say, hey, Gabler, I don't remember the instructions to your idol. Does it still work for your next tribal council? He would have said yes. And I would have been like, oh, great. You saw that happen with him and Sammy. Like, it was not sketchy at all. He was just like, yeah, it still works. That's great. Mm-hmm. So That was my original plan. I think maybe the downfall was that the plan was talked over with the four of us that weren't Gabler, and it got messy from there of like, no, that'll attract too much attention. What if he doesn't know? Blah, 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 blah. And so we did the bag search, and then it's like, yeah, but what if he thinks, I totally realized that it's ridiculous to think that he wouldn't know his own clue. I totally get that.
But you have too much time out there. These ideas make sense when you're on the island.
Way too much time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get why they don't have competitions every day, right? Because you need time to just stew in it. But But yeah,
I like what you said about Stu.
And then even after we searched the bag, the plan was I could just ask Gabler if he thinks his idol is still good. And then it's like, well, no, because then he might go look at his clue. And what if he wasn't going to, and he thought all along it didn't work. And so come up with this really sketchy way to ask. And so that really was not plan one. It also was not like my brainchild that I'm like, let me do this. I had zero hopes at that point, especially after being so visible at Mariah's vote, to remain visible like that. Every single day I'd be like, okay, I'm going to play it cool today. And then something would happen. I would be like, I will be at the center of this and fuck everything up.
Okay. So, sorry, mom, who's listening. Okay. So going back to then that pre-merge at Baca, that if you would have lost a challenge and come in last place and gone to a tribal council, what would that plan have looked like to basically feeling like, okay, Gabler is convinced that his idol doesn't work and we're going to blindside Gabler with his idol?
God, it sounds really dumb when you say it, Rob.
Hey, it worked on Eric Reichenbach.
Oh gosh. Well, I think the difference is that there wasn't somebody snitching information potentially. So I think that if Gabler didn't know that, if Gabler didn't know we had looked through his bag, the conversation where I'm like, your idol's expired, right? My expectation was that if he thought that it was still good, he would have said, no, it's still good. So really more than anything, I was just trying to figure out what he thought about his idol. And so at that point we're like, okay, I guess he really thinks that it's not good. There would be no other reason for him to say that, because why would he have previous information and want to trick us into thinking that he was unaware? And so we thought maybe he wouldn't play his idol. He talked a lot about wanting to keep it for his daughter as a graduation present. But then we also went back and forth pretty much daily about, well, do we want to throw a vote on Sammy or Owen just in case he does play it? So pretty much every day we thought if we have to go to tribal, he still might play it. He could be tricking us. And we would talk about, you know, do we want to put a vote on Sammy or Owen? But luckily it didn't happen, because I think I would have gone out earlier.
Yeah, maybe. So going back to that tribal council that you went to last night, do you know, was it explained whether or not that tribal council was indeed the official second tribal council that Gabler's idol would be active for?
Nothing is explained.
Yes.
First of all, they just tell you where not to poop. So sorry, God, why am I saying these things? No,
that should be a t-shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, it should. No, they know nothing is explained. And so,
we'll find out.
I think it's a question, but I don't know that it's relevant. I think that it's the first two tribal councils that he goes to. I don't think it matters that he's immune, but that's just my hypothesis.
Okay. Yeah, ours too. Okay, so then you also seem to crack the code of that when Noelle said, hey, oh, Cody, this guy's crazy. He's making idol, or he puts beads on hats. And you said, okay, beads. You said that to Janine. Did you share that information with anyone else while you were out there?
You're never going to believe this. I also told Sammy. They did me a real service by not showing that. But yeah, of course, I told my ultimate confidant, Sammy. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Then going back to you in the preseason, everybody talked about how you talked about this, that the reason you got on the show was you get mistaken for Michelle Fitzgerald. Does that still happen? And does it happen more now?
Well, probably less now that they have seen the way that I played the game. I unfortunately didn't resemble her at all in strategy or ability to hold my tongue. So she's an incredibly strong player, and I look up to her, and I wish that I had played more like her. So yeah, that would be my hope if there's ever a next time, would be to play more like Michelle.
Okay. Now, is there any fun moments from your game that we didn't get to see that you want to let us know about?
I think just the fun that we had at camp, you know, like there's only so much that can be shown, but we had really good relationships. Sammy and I trusted him because we had such a fun relationship. We shared a lot with each other. We did fun things together. We threw a prom for Gabler's daughter and like made dresses and danced. And I mean, we, as goofy as you saw, it was way weirder when the sun went down. We would play games and just have a good time. And so as like the person who was there, I wish I had the home videos, you know, of us just being rowdy and ridiculous and having a fun time with each other.
So it seemed like that you really do have a love for the game. If you were to play a second time, how would you approach the game differently?
I mean, I would be less trusting. I think what was perceived as overconfidence was really over-trusting. I felt very confident in my relationships. And even after getting information that I shouldn't have been confident in them. And so it wasn't so much overconfidence in myself and my abilities. Of course, I had that awful, damning confessional being like, I'm better at this than I thought. Humiliating. But generally, I think I had overconfidence in my ability to trust other people. And so, you know, not sharing as much information would be really great place to start, I think, for me.
Were there any things that really surprised you when you saw the episode last night in terms of all the conversations that were happening at the merge?
That's a good question. I think I knew at the time how much was happening. I think that I hoped that my conversations with Vessie, so I'd had conversations with Cody ahead of time about his name being thrown out. I don't know. I have to watch it back, honestly. Like, I just watched it last night and I still can't remember if Cassidy or I said his name first. I, for some reason, thought it was Cassidy, but honestly, it could have been me. I just have no idea. So yeah. I talked to him about that almost immediately after I talked to Cassidy and was like, but I want to work with you. I want to work with Vessie. I think all of Baca does. So I want to give you a heads up that you might hear your name floating around. But I want to get James out. And he actually came up with the idea of splitting the vote on Cassidy and James in case there was an idol on Coco that would be played. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like comfortable in that Cody, after having that conversation, I thought that he would be able to explain to Jesse, Noel, and Dwight that like, oh, no, she's not really trying to get me out. That's a decoy or whatever.
Okay.
But also, I wouldn't blame him if he was like, screw you, I don't want to be a decoy vote. Let's get her out.
Okay. And real quick, last thing that we've seen, five out of the first six people voted out of the game be women. When you were out there, was that a topic of conversation of, hey, we got to start to make sure that another woman doesn't go out of the game?
Yeah. I mean, it was hard. And I know like Baca got the tribe rolling with that and voting Mariah out. And so I feel complicit in it. And then for most of the times when you're seeing the tribes all walk up to an immunity challenge, seeing another woman voted out, it's like, oh shoot. I think the hope is that like, once you get to the merge, if we can stick together at this point, like it's not going to be all men at the end. Right. Like that's what we're hoping. And so I think that there was maybe a fingers crossed that, that there wouldn't be a woman voted out right at the merge, but
especially you. Yeah.
Especially okay. Me. Right. I might've been one of the only two people hoping that it wasn't me. But,
yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Ellie, it was really nice to get the chance to talk with you. You were my winner pick this season. And so I kind of feel like I jinxed you. So I'm sorry about that. Yes.
From now on, I'm just going to blame you. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, you wouldn't be the first.
For my downfall.
Ellie, so nice to get the chance to talk today and wish you nothing but the best outside of Survivor.
Thanks. You too.
All right, nice take care. You. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Really fun chat with Ellie. And look, I regret nothing with my winner pick. That Ellie, I think, was as good of a pick as anybody. She had a lot of the skills that you would want to have. And we saw that, you know, she was ready to like wheel and deal from the beginning of the game. I think that maybe what was missing was that, you know, where, you know, Michelle was able to be like a little bit under the radar. And honestly, I think that with the new era, I think it's more important than ever. Just look at the people who have won the game in the new era. I think you need to be able to be a little bit more camouflaged and not be such a big target. And she played hard and ultimately think that's one of the things that did her in. But really nice to get the chance to talk to Ellie. And it's really nice to get the chance to talk to the host of This Week in Survivor History. Jordan Kalish is going to be back. He's got a quiz for me. And we're going to talk about what has been going on the third week in October. Actually, the last week in October. Oh, my God. Time flies. When we come back right after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, everybody, back here with us, a guy who never needs to earn his place here with us. Of course, it is the great Jordan Kalish. Jordan, how are you?
I have been better, but at least we have Survivor. Mm-hmm.
I know.
On our TVs.
Well, last Tuesday we talked, and you were riding high.
It was right after they beat the Cleveland mm-hmm. Guardians, and then they never won again. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing else to talk about baseball related.
Yeah, we talked to you at the highest high.
Hey, we got the Jets, Rob. We got mm-hmm. the Jets, and we have some injuries now, but we're 5-2.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
we're all right. What? Two games ahead of the Patriots now?
Well, at least when you talk about football, the Jets will have the same record when this podcast comes out. So that's a good thing. All right.
That's true.
Jordan. All right. Here we are. Last week of October here in the fall. Things are really heating up in the Survivor seasons present and in seasons past. Could you ever maybe, Jordan, give us a future week in Survivor history quiz?
We could do a future week in Survivor history. Actually, our first episode comes from Survivor 52,
mm-hmm.
Robs versus Johns.
Mm-hmm.
They finally did it. They finally listened to the podcast.
No, they went back to themes.
Yes, it's episode six. Mm-hmm. Who did Rob Zabaknik give his hidden immunity idol for at the episode in which John Carroll was voted out?
Hmm.
It was post-swap. They're doing swaps again.
I believe it was John Cody.
It was unfortunately the general.
They love the old school.
Yeah, he was. Look, Rob Zabaknik's a crazy player, but he wasn't ready to give his idol away to a John yet. It had to be to a Rob.
Mm-hmm.
You were totally against it, by the way. You survived the vote.
The know-it-alls is still going. Oh, you mean on the island? On the island.
Oh, yeah. On the island. But the know-it-alls is also still okay. going.
No it's, spoilers. No spoilers.
Steven and Dominic are doing the know-it-alls now.
Abate?
both Dominic Sesternino and Abate.
Wow, what a twist. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Jordan, What do you got in store for us today?
So I have, I will be honest with you, Rob. I miss the tribe swap. I like the tribe swap. I've always been a big fan of it. The new era of Survivor, there's definitely some positives, but I miss the swap. So I decided to look at some of these swaps in Survivor history.
A lot of swaps this week.
There's a good amount of swaps that either happened this week or there were votes that happened after a swap, which is what this game is going to be looking at. So I have a bunch of seasons that we are now in the post-swap portion of these games. I am going to tell you the tribes that went to tribal council, and you don't have to know which tribe was which person. It doesn't really matter. I am going to tell you how many tribes went to tribal council post-swap on these seasons. You have to tell me the first player voted off of these swap tribes.
Okay, so easy.
Yeah, I think you're going to be able to do it. We're going to go to Vanuatu, where both Yesser and Lepevi went to tribal council after the swap. You need to give me the first player voted out after the swap on both of these tribes.
Okay. Now, do I have to remember which tribe is which?
No, you don't have to say.
I believe Lepevi was the yellow tribe, and I believe that it was Bubba, Travis, Samson.
Bubba is one of the people, and who is the second person that was voted off? So it's not necessarily the second voted off after the swap. It's just the first off both of the tribes of the swap.
All right. And then the other person voted out, I believe, was it John Kenny?
John Kenny. You did not get your Johns confused. It is John
How
Kenny.
How did he do in Rob's versus Johns?
He was first boot. I'm sorry.
Oh man.
Yeah. Well, look, you were your tribe was losing the challenge. And then, you and RC Roberta St. Amour, came back in the puzzle portion and defeated the Johns. John K, unfortunately on the wrong side of the numbers once again, like he seems to be in his Survivor career. So you are two sad. For two.
Yeah. Bummer.
You're two for two. Yes. Oh, and by the way the scoring works, I forgot to tell you, if you get it on your first try, you get 2 points. If you have a wrong guess, you only get 1 point for each subsequent answer. So you have gained 4 points for those answers. We're now going to go to Survivor China. We have the Zhan Yu tribe and the Fei Long tribe, both went to tribal post-swap. Who were the first people voted out of these swap tribes?
Okay, so I believe that it was Aaron.
Aaron is correct. PG and Jamie Dugan made sure that was the case.
And then from the other tribe, post-swap, I believe they voted out... Did they vote out anybody else after the merge, or is this?
Yes. If I give, no, there's no, oh, there's, it,
Sharia. It's gonna be Sharia.
It is Sharia. There's no tricks in this one. If I give you the name of the tribe, they did go to tribal after the swap. So that is correct. You were a perfect 8 points so far. So this one is going to be Survivor Gabon. There were two swaps in Survivor Gabon. This is just going to be the second and final swap. This is only the Kota tribe. So there's only one person who got voted out here.
Okay, and which season is this?
This is Gabon, the second swap of Gabon. Just one tribe.
Second swap of Gabon. Boy. Then the person that got voted out was... Marcus.
Marcus bore it all and got voted out, yes.
Bummer.
10 points, a bummer for Marcus. Mm-hmm. Yes, Marcus, known for many things on Survivor, getting voted out after the second swap is probably the less memorable of the things he tends to be remembered for on his time on the show.
Yes.
All right. So Marcus was the only person voted out of the second swap. The only person voted out after the second swap before the merge on Survivor Gabon. Just because I give a tribe doesn't mean it's the only person who was voted out after the swap, but it just means that one tribe went. In this case, Blood versus Water, only the Galang tribe went to tribal council post-swap. So who was the first person voted out after the swap?
It was... I believe it was Kat.
So Kat Ederson, undateable, baby. She is correct. You get 2 points. You have a perfect 12 points so far. And we're going to go to, again, another season with two swaps.
Am I answering these too fast?
I don't think so. I mean, you're getting them right.
Okay.
Survivor Cambodia, the second swap. It's the Takeo tribe.
Survivor Second Chances, the second swap from Takeo. And is this a trick? Oh, wait, no, it's not. Correct me if I'm wrong here. Is this when Wu got voted out?
It was a 4-3 vote. Spencer's life in the game was in Cass's hands, but she decided to get rid of Wu. You are correct. You get 2 points.
That might have been a mistake.
That was probably a mistake, being that she was the next one voted out of the game at the merge. And I don't think I love, and I like I said, I missed the swap. I wish they would bring the swap back. I don't think I love when there's two swaps, and I also don't love when they do a swap and then there's just one vote before the merge. I think that's weird.
Yeah.
I think at that point, just merge.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it, just merge. Mm-hmm. Even though I would kill for a swap on in the new era of Survivor, so I can't complain too much about Cambodia and Gabon. But let's go to a season, Millennials versus Gen X, where after the swap, Vanua, Takali, and Ikabula all went to a tribal council and voted somebody out. So there are three people. You could get up to 6 points here, but you could also potentially not do so well here if you were to get the first one wrong and only gain 1 point per person.
Do I have to name them in order?
You do not have to name them in order. You just have to give me the three people.
Okay. The three people that got voted out after the swap on Millennials versus Gen X. First, it was CeCe, not Sabathia.
CeCe is correct. Unfortunately, the Gen X had a majority on that tribe and still voted out CeCe.
Mm-hmm. I was going to talk about CeCe Sabathia, but we don't need to. Then it was Figgy.
Figgy is correct. Rob, we watched that episode together.
Yes,
with hundreds and thousands of people at Survivor. And then there's one more, the Ikabula tribe.
And then it was, famously, Michaela.
Yes, Michaela. Big reaction. She asked Jay if he did it. He did do it. He fessed up to it. You have a perfect 20 points.
Now they're both stars of the challenge, right?
Yes,
Michaela was like,
what? Yeah, stars of the challenge. Brian Cohen and Allie Lasher are still huge fans of both of these Survivor luminaries. And we have one more season. I think either way, you're probably going to have get the dub on this game because you are a perfect 20 points so far. David versus Goliath. I went in chronological order for this game. We have the Vuku and Jebeni tribe. Two tribes went to tribal after the swap here. Who were the two people voted out of Vuku and Jebeni?
Okay. I think the harder one is Natalia.
Natalia Azoka. That is correct. People
still
were
don't
very
really know what happened there.
Alec Merlino, star of The White Lotus, made a surprising
season one.
Move there.
Season one. Yes. And then one of the stars of White Lotus season two was involved as Natalie was voted out. Natalie Cole.
Very famous tribal council and a great episode of Survivor, Jackets and Eggs. Natalie Cole taken out. It was a 3-2 vote. Angelina, of course, did not vote against Natalie Cole. She
Which,
voted for Lyrta,
famously,
but she knew what was happening.
Maybe not famously. We did a live know-it-alls from Reno that night, and Angelina was in attendance at a bunch of her family members there. And then, so it was like me and Tyson and Boston Rob, I think Coach, I think maybe Ben Driebergen also there maybe.
Was this the day before Ben Driebergen and Adam Klein were on Twitch?
Oh, perhaps. Yeah. Adam Klein was there also, I believe. And so, yeah, we were like trying to talk it through. And then Angelina's family was shouting out, you know, and Angelina is not really supposed to be there. So it was a tricky podcast to get through. It's like, do you think that maybe was Angelina trying to, and then like her family is like, no, like, oh, so sort okay.
Of, sort of like a Price is Right type audience. There.
Right. And right. I think it's very hard to do like, sort of like, it's like, we're not allowed to interview her, but also like her family is like yelling stuff from the crowd.
It's not a Survivor know-it-alls if there isn't a fan favorite Survivor queen who is yelling stuff out from the audience.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think that just made it a more authentic experience in Reno. I wish I could have been there for that Reno trip. Unfortunately, I was only there for the first Run It Up Reno. Mm-hmm. Was this even a Run It Up Reno, or did you guys just decide to do a know-it-alls?
I mean, what's the difference? I mean, I think it was called Run It Up Reno.
Well, I mean, you could have just gone there for RHAP, but I'm assuming there was some sort of Jason Somerville connection.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That makes sense. Whatever happened to that guy?
Great question.
I never see him anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you've won the game. You get a perfect 24 out of 24. You called it at the beginning. You said you'd have no problem on this game. You did not have any problems. And one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
The verbal rebus. We are back, baby.
Okay.
Here we go. The last name of David versus Goliath's final four fire making loser.
Okay. David versus Goliath's. Okay.
The last name. Plus the player who actually cast the infamous mystery vote for Lex at the Africa Merge.
Okay.
You know who this person is. Minus the type of animal that Omer is obsessed with.
Okay.
Plus the last name of the only returning player to get to the final tribal council, but received zero jury votes.
Say it one more time.
The last name of the only returning player. So it's their, at least their second time, playing the game to get to final tribal council as a contestant, but receive zero jury votes. So they're a final zero vote finalist playing in their second time.
Wait. A person who got zero votes the first time playing in their second time?
This is someone, it doesn't matter what they did their first time. It's at least their second season. They're a returning player. They got to the end as a returning player and got zero jury votes.
Okay. Well, I could think of at least two people that happened to.
Well, the Survivor Wiki hasn't updated. Who are the two people?
Spencer and Tasha.
Oh yeah. Wait, why didn't the Survivor? Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. Okay, this is, maybe it's the first one. I think it's the first one.
So the first returning player to come back.
This is someone who went to two final tribal councils in a row and famously got zero votes.
Okay, all right. That's different. Okay.
And it's the last name.
Okay.
Plus Purple Kelly's last name.
Well, Purple Kelly has last name?
Yeah. Do you not know it?
I don't. What is it like? Does it start with an S?
It does.
Keep going.
And then you're gonna like this one. Minus what Mookie, Alex, and Edgardo had to do to each other in order to stay quiet after finding the hidden immunity idol as not to wake up Lisi Linares. This is the most bonkers clue I've ever done.
What are we doing?
What do you do to somebody to keep them quiet so they don't wake someone else up?
Shush.
Shush. Shh. Shh. That is what you do.
What can you give me the pluses here, and the minuses? I'm lost here. Okay, so it's Katie.
We went simple last week, and I think you liked it better.
Yes, I definitely did. So it's Katie.
It is Katie.
And what is this? It's an enhance.
Enhance plus the
shin.
The
is it shin?
Shin minus.
Kelly Hansen. That's a person.
Katie Hansen. Katie before.
That was from Spire Philippines, yeah.
Calabar Tribe, Penner's, mm-hmm. Penner's Tribe mate. Yes,
yeah, Katie hate Henson, to lose Katie.
Last name of David versus Goliath's final four fire making losers, Carrot K, player who can't see infamous vote for Lex, T-Bird, minus the bird, the animal that Omer's obsessed with, the bird, Katie. Russell Hans is the first player to get to the final tribal council, but receive zero jury votes. Plus Kelly Shin. Shin is the mm-hmm. the word. Minus, great scene where Mookie, Alex, and Gardo have to each other. So they don't wake up Lisi when they find the item. Yeah.
I believe also
Mario Lanza did a funny 115 article about it.
Sure, no doubt. Michelle Fitzgerald got to the Final Tribal Council and got zero votes.
I want to check the Survivor Wiki again. Who updates the Survivor Wiki? I probably should have checked my work on this one. But usually when I get to the verbal Rebus, I'm a little bit burnt out. Survivor,
you're burnt out.
Yeah, me, you, the listeners, everyone's burnt out. It's a big burnt out.
Well, who said I'm burnt out?
You don't seem burnt out. I never said that. I did say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You seemed a little bit burnt out after that verbal rebus.
I'm a little burnt out on the verbal rebus. Okay. All right. Jordan Kalish, where can people keep up with you?
People could find me on Twitter at Jordan Kalish. As always, I do my Survivor viewing parties in New York City. If you're interested, you could send me a DM. I'll give you the updates. And I'm still trying to scroll here on the Survivor Wiki to see if I read it wrong or if it's just not updated yet. I'll find it.
Okay. All right. Jordan Kalish, great job by you. All right. Take care. Have a good one, buddy. Bye.
You too, Rob.
Everybody, there you have it. Jordan Kalish, the man who they used to around this time of year call Dees Ghoulish because it was such a spooky name and it really stuck. Dees Ghoulish here with us on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this exit interview episode of Rob as a Podcast. Always appreciate you making it all the way to the end. You are incredible friends to the podcast. Thank you so much for that. We'll be back later on today with Sari plus Karishma this weekend and Survivor Academy for the patrons of Rob as a Podcast. So I hope you are enjoying all the Survivor coverage. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.